Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, as you know, there's a record number of heat alerts in place for parts of Spain and Portugal and Italy, Germany, the UK, Balkan countries too, including Croatia as the first heat wave of the summer sweeps across Europe. Temperatures have risen to 44 degrees in some places, with just under 47 degrees recorded in the town of Moura in central Portugal. Several regions in Portugal are on red alert and the authorities are urging people to seek shelter and protect the most vulnerable. Emergency departments right across Italy have reported an uptick in heat stroke cases. So what effect do these extreme temperatures have on our bodies and on our general well-being? Well, Damien Bailey is a physiology and biochemistry professor at the University of South Wales, and he says regardless of how fit you are, going out for a walk in temperatures of over 40 degrees is a gamble. Damien, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So regardless of, and a lot of us might consider that we'd be well able to cope with a gentle stroll in high temperatures, we shouldn't do it. Is that what you're saying?
I think culturally, whenever the weather is really nice, people tend to go outdoors and they want to make the most of the weather. Oftentimes it's quite rare, but we are really running a gamble, and we need to alter our behaviours in order to protect ourselves physiologically.
So what is happening to our bodies and our brains when the temperature is at that level? Let's say 40 degrees. What's going on?
Well, it's extremely warm, and we've evolved incredible to be able to deal with these temperatures with a brain which is so sophisticated. I mean, it's detecting temperatures as low as 0.01 degrees centigrade, blood flowing through the hypothalamus in the brain, and it sends a whole range of signals to our body to try to cope with this stress. So dehydration is a big problem. The high temperatures, we start to sweat, which is a wonderfully unique mammalian trait. I mean, it really is a wonderful way to cool down. But one of the consequences of that is that if the fluids aren't replaced, dehydration can have a huge impact on us, and it can impact the way our heart, our lungs, and what I'm particularly interested in, the way our brain copes or sometimes fails to cope.
So that's stemming from dehydration, if the brain is beginning to struggle. Is that where the problem starts?
The problem starts, and perhaps one of the fundamental flaws as well is that you've got to lose about 2% of your body mass, a couple of litres of fluid, before we start to feel thirsty. And so feeling thirsty before you start to replace the fluids is a little bit too late. In fact, it's all too late. So we need to be constantly trying to replace those fluids that we're losing. It has a huge impact on the heart. It has a huge impact on the brain. So the blood vessels open up. This causes blood pressure to drop. Again, that's a danger sign. And we work much, much harder to keep blood flowing through the circulation. And the blood can become like treacle. It becomes very thick, a little bit like honey, if you like. And that can cause a whole range of cardiac events if we're not careful as well. And again, we see this in vulnerable populations, particularly elderly people that haven't got the behavioral or the cardiopulmonary fitness to be able to escape these temperatures. And also we see huge impacts on the way we make decisions, our impact on cognitive function, our ability to perform mental gymnastics, if you like.
And the hypothalamus, that's the master switch, is it, in the brain that's doing all of the work when it comes to temperature regulation?
Yeah, it's a fascinating area for those of us that are really interested in the brain. When we look deep inside the skull and into the tissue, into the brain, there's a part of the brain called the preoptic area, and it's like our internal thermostat. I mean, our houses are all fitted with really expensive thermostats, but I can tell you now, no thermostat is as good as the hypothalamus. I mean, it's detecting changes in temperature as low as 0.01 degrees centigrade as the blood flows through it. And then what it does, it receives signals from the skin, and it keeps us safe, trying to maintain what we call homeostasis. You know, we've evolved with this need to keep the body temperature at around about 37 degrees centigrade. So if we're in heat, 40 degrees centigrade, as you mentioned, and I'm calling in from Wales at the moment, it's particularly humid. So that combination of heat and humidity, when I'm working from my desk, I've got to be drinking, I've got to be replacing fluids, I've got to be avoiding the heat, perhaps dropping the curtains, the blinds in my office so that I haven't got sunlight coming into the room. And again, most of us, because we really enjoy good weather, we've got to try to do this as intelligently as we possibly can and not be too exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we get sunburned, for example, our ability, if I sunburn my forearm, if I've just got a forearm, you know, in my car that's exposed to the sun, if I sunburn, just a mild sunburn of my forearm, it can completely knock out my ability to thermoregulate for several weeks.
Really?
Absolutely. It's a very, very fine line between enjoying the weather. Of course, I don't want to be melodramatic here, but we do see a lot of excess deaths associated with this. And it's on the increase, as we know.
Well, Damien, the thing is, and I'm looking at Sky coverage at the moment of the warm weather where you are and across the UK, people seek it out. We do it here as well. The sun shines. We say, right, plonk the chair in the garden or on the beach. I'm going to enjoy this weather while it lasts. It's probably not the right strategy, particularly when the temperatures are so high.
Absolutely. And I'm a Welshman myself, so I know as much as yourselves, you know, it's wonderful to have a bit of sun just to get away from the relentless rain. But again, we've got to be intelligent. It's a cultural difference. My wife is Southern French. As soon as the sun shines in Wales, she seeks shade. As soon as the sun shines here, the Welsh run outside and they want to get the best of the weather. So, you know, walking early in the morning to stay fit or after sunset, staying hydrated, avoiding caffeine, because that can dehydrate you. You know, hats, sunglasses, sunscreen, you know, liberal application of a high sunscreen factor, slowing down, fans, and just really paying attention to how you feel and you know, using weather apps. We've got no excuse now.
We have the information. Well, look,
exactly.
It's an excuse, Damien, to take it easy, which, you know, we probably all need from time to time. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you. Damien Bailey there, Professor of Physiology at the University of South Wales.